Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we come to you calling on your holy name, asking you, Lord, for mercy and for grace. Lord, we ask you to look down on us with compassion. Stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord, and lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. We need you to move right now. We need you, Lord Jesus, to work miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for healing and for deliverance. We pray right now for strength. We pray for encouragement. Lord, we're depending on you, and we're looking unto you, Lord. We ask right now that you will bless this radio ministry, that you will bless each and every listener, one by one, Lord, and name by name. Bless, Lord, with the blessing they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, do wonders and work a work right now, Lord. Let your name be glorified in each of our lives. Have your way, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to visit us according to your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
we're
depending on you, Lord, and we're ever looking unto you, for without you, we are nothing. We can do nothing without you. Lord, we need you right now. We ask, God, that you will bless abundantly the things that we put forth our hands to do. And most of all, Lord, let your name be glorified in it.
Bless
our going out, Lord. Bless our coming in. Keep us in your protection. Lord God, remember us in a special way. And those who are on the prayer list, remember them, Lord Jesus. Bless right now, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver. We believe it and we count it as done. Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. Though we're not deserving of anything, we bless your holy name. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer and that you will be with us throughout the course of this evening. Let your word, Lord, have free course. And let it reach somebody's heart. We believe it, and we count it as done. And we thank you for it. We ask it all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. Just thank God, because God is a prayer answering God, and he's always listening. Praise the Lord. And we can just call on him, and he will come and see about us. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for all things that he's done. Amen. Praise God. At this time, you are listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. For the benefit of those who are tuning in for the very first time, Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer, and also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. It is a blessing indeed on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. God has kept us and allowed us to come back one more time. It is a blessing indeed, and I count myself blessed. Praise the Lord. And again, this is a radio broadcast that the Lord has started, and I'm just doing what God wants done. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I do thank God for each one of you who are listening. I just want to extend to you a very warm welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers and for your support. So once again, joining me on this broadcast is my co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and also joining me this evening is Evangelist Khadija Hameen, my daughter, who resides in Baltimore, Maryland. Evangelist May is from Camden, New Jersey, of the Headquarters Church. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, song, testimony, or preaching, whatever the Lord may lead her to do.
Yes.
From Evangelist Khadija, praise God. At this time, the next voice you'll hear is Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Maybelle. God bless Evangelist.
God bless you.
The opening scripture is going to be taken from the 146th number of Psalms. And we're going to start at the first verse. That's the 146th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he, the God of Jacob, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord." Thank God for the ring of his word, the 146th
Amen.
Number, first throughout the 10th verse
Amen.
Throughout the entirety.
Thank
you, Jesus. And I give honor to God, to Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Maybelle, to everybody who may be on the line tonight. Thank God for this prayer minute, this radio ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the outreach and the opportunity to say something for the Lord before his
Yes.
people and before the world as well. It take some time and sing this song. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build all life.
Sing it.
Can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all day long. I thought of myself as a mighty big woman, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. For the mountains too high and the valleys too wide, but down on my knees is where I stand, and I can't even walk without you holding my hand. about you holding my hand. For the mountains too high and the valleys too wide, but down on my knees is where I learned to stand, and I can't even walk without you holding my head. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that's a great song. We can't do anything without the Lord. We need him to hold our hand.
Yes, Lord.
We need him to lead us and to guide us.
Yes.
And I thank God for that beautiful selection coming through, Evangelist Khadija. Thank you for the word that you read on tonight from the book of Psalms, the 146th number of Psalms, talking about God's mercy and God's goodness.
Thank you.
And the scripture said, happy is he that have God, the God of Jacob, for his help.
Amen.
His hope is in the Lord his God.
Thank
he
you.
Made heaven, he made the earth, he made the sea.
Yes.
And all that there is in keepeth true forever. Yes. And he executeth judgment for the oppressed.
Yes.
And he giveth food to the hungry.
Amen.
If you're hungry today, God's got food for you.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord looseth the prisoners. Look at God.
Thank you,
the
Jesus.
Saying,
yes,
the Lord looseth the prisoners.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I give glory to the name of the Lord. My God, he's a worthy God.
Hallelujah.
I thank him.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
He looseth the prisoners.
Yes,
I'm told today that the assemblyman signed the bill to release the prisoners. And they're just waiting. They're just waiting for the governor to sign it and put his signature on that bill. And it will loose those prisoners to come home early. And I thank God. He's a great God. You know, we were concerned about some of them that are in prison that had served their time.
Uh-huh.
And we was concerned about them coming down with the COVID virus. But God had made a way
Thank
to
you.
Release them.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
We ought to say hallelujah,
hallelujah
and glory. Hallelujah to thy name. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are so worthy, oh God.
Yes,
we give your name the praise.
Oh,
the
praise.
Glory and honor belong unto you.
Yes,
oh, my God, you are a mighty God.
Yes,
you can do everything.
Thank
Job
you.
Tried Jesus.
Lord,
he tried God.
Yes,
and
he
said God can do everything.
Go ahead.
That was his conclusion. God
Amen.
Can do everything.
Everything.
He can do everything. Everything.
Yes,
there
Lord.
Is nothing too hard for our God.
Amen.
I'm thanking God. I just had to give him some glory and some praise because
Amen.
My loved one is incarcerated.
My
he
God.
Served his time.
All
and
right.
he's waiting to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been praying and praying and praying
yeah.
that the Lord would deliver him
Thank
so
you.
That he wouldn't be caught up in that situation where the COVID virus would spread from one to the other to the other.
Jesus.
But God had blessed and kept him. He
Hallelujah.
Has been a fixed brazen wall all
My God.
Around him,
My Lord.
A wall of protection.
Mm.
When one over here came down with the virus,
okay.
the Lord still kept my loved one.
Thank you,
I thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
I glorify him.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To his name.
Thank
Bless
you.
The name of Jesus.
Oh,
he's a wonderful God,
yes,
a mighty God.
Thank
he's
you.
A merciful God.
Mm.
He looks down on us with a pitiful eye.
Yes,
something that we don't deserve. We don't
yes.
deserve it. But
That's
God
right.
had mercy. And he
Amen.
Sent deliverance. The Bible lets us know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
We've been
sending up prayers.
Yes.
We've been waiting and crying unto the Lord. Sending up our timber day and night, praying and calling unto the Lord.
Thank you.
Now the Lord has answered our prayer, and we are waiting. The songwriter said, any day, he can come home.
All right.
We are thankful unto the Lord for that.
Hallelujah.
God is a mighty God.
Praise
whatever
God.
You need out there, God can give it to you.
Yes.
He can make the way. If we would just trust him and obey him, God will do just what he said he would do.
Yes,
but if we disobey him and we don't hear God, then he won't answer our prayer.
Amen.
He won't deliver. But we got to trust him and take him at his word, and he will do just what he said he would do.
Yes,
that's why I love the Lord, because he feeds you when you're hungry. He loosed the prisoners.
Yes.
He opened the eyes of the blind. He raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous.
Yes.
He loves the righteous.
Amen.
Righteousness is a doctor for nation. But sin is a reproach to any people.
Amen.
So that's why we try to serve the Lord, and we try to do that which is right.
Yes.
We're not proclaiming that we're so perfect,
right.
But we try to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God.
Amen.
And that's what he asks. That's what he loves. That's what he wants.
The Lord
shall reign forever.
Yes.
Thy God. Oh, Zion,
yes,
for all generations.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You ought to praise him out there.
Thank
you. The Lord blessed you. You ought to praise him.
Holy.
I don't care where you are. You may be in your home. You could praise him in your home. Praise him on your job. Praise him in your car.
Praise
him walking down the street. Praise him in the store. We can praise our God because he's a great God. He's a wonderful God, and he's a merciful God, and I'm thankful. The Lord spares our lives. He spares us.
Yeah.
Not that we are so righteous, but he has mercy on us.
Yeah.
Some could have been dead right now, but God had mercy. You may be in a hospital, but God had mercy on you.
He
still spared your life.
Yes.
So you ought to be thankful unto the Lord
Amen.
For what he has done. And I just thank God for this opportunity.
Yes.
I had to get that out because the Lord is good, and he has worked a miracle for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we are thankful unto him.
Thank
I just
you,
want to encourage you that it's Khadija to singing unto the Lord and allowing the Lord to have his way in your life.
Thank
and
you.
At this time, this part of the service, is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
Lord,
to you in
the name of Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, 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 Lord,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory
thank
to
you,
thy
Jesus.
Name, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless the name Jesus. Of Jesus.
Praise.
Bless your
God.
Name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can say with
thank
truth
you,
that
Jesus.
God hears
thank
and answers prayer.
Amen.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
All
yes.
the things that he said he would
yes.
do, he's doing them right now.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
yes, he is. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God for the beautiful song, the scripture, the testimony, the exhortation, the little sermonette. I just thank God because God is worthy of all the praise.
Yes, he is.
He's answering the prayers. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
yes.
this ought to encourage somebody's faith. You know,
yes.
they ought to have a little bit more faith now, knowing that if you just wait on God for just a little while, he will surely answer
surely.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Glory, glory.
It seems like it's taking a little time.
Glory.
But the Lord is on time always.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
Amen.
Praise God. I feel good down to my sanctified soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a mighty
Amen.
Good God.
Yes, he is.
For what he's doing for his people all the way around. Whoever is believing God and having faith in him, I thank God for what he's doing for you. Oh, praise God, because all it takes is just having faith in the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. All things are possible to him that believes.
Amen.
That's all it takes. You just have to believe God.
Amen.
I thank God for this portion of the broadcast. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You know, it's always a good time to give praise to the Lord.
Yes,
at any moment, it's good to render praise to our God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wake up praising him. Go to your job praising him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you're doing, just on your way, praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Give the Lord all the praise.
Amen.
So thank God for all things. Praise the Lord. And at this time, I would like to leave a few verses of scripture with you. Amen. Praise God. If you will turn your attention to the Word of God. The title of the show for this evening is God is with us. And the theme is never alone. Hallelujah. Going to Deuteronomy 31, verses 1 through 8. The first verse reads, that is the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament of the King James Version Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, and Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee as the Lord has said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that they may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I want to stop right there for now. Praise the Lord. And I just want to just talk about how Moses knew that it was time for the younger leader to take charge and lead the people of God on. He began to mention to the people of Israel his state. He was 120 years old. He couldn't go in, you know, and come like he used to. And plus, the Lord had already told him that he was not going to go over that Jordan. Praise the Lord. And in other words, it was time to pass the torch.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God He gets us ready for the next level.
Amen.
And it's important for us to understand that we have to grow in the grace of God. And
yes.
So Joshua was under a great leader, and all the while God was preparing him to lead his people one day. And that
mm-hmm.
day had come. And so the leader, being one that God had chosen, hallelujah, and God used in such a great and mighty way, he began to encourage Joshua. And he told him in the sixth verse, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them." And so he knew that he would face, it seemed like, what was impossible, and come up against those who would battle against them. But he didn't have to fear. He didn't have to be afraid. Just be strong and of a good courage. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because Moses told him, "For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee.
Yes.
He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." And
yes.
that's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. And so Moses began to call Joshua in front of all the people so they would
yes.
know who their next leader would be. Oh, praise be to God.
Glory
and he
to
encouraged
God.
Him right in front of all the people there so that they could see and witness what God was doing. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So,
yes.
The eighth verse, I just want to emphasize how he said, "And the Lord, he it is that does go before thee." So when God
Amen.
Has given us a work or ministry, he's not going to send us out there by ourselves. Amen. But he's going to go ahead of us and prepare the way. He's going to set things in order. He's going to move obstacles. He's going to work things out
mm-hmm.
so that when we do come through, hallelujah, praise
yes.
be to God, we have peace. We have no need to be dismayed.
Yes.
And being dismayed, other words for that is alarmed or shocked, surprised or distressed. We don't need to be surprised about anything. Glory to
Amen.
God. Because God is the one who's going to be there with us. He's going to lead us out. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. He's going
to
show
God.
Us the way that we ought to go. And where
yes.
the enemy has a block or some kind of trap, the Lord will lead us all around it. That's
Amen.
Why he's going to go ahead of us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He will surely be with us. And I believe Isaiah 41, 9 through 10 picks it up, saying, "Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has chosen the one that he wants to be his servant.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Sometimes
Glory
people don't understand and they get upset because God has chosen you. Thank you, Lord. And God
yes.
has not cast us away.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God, but he lets them know that he surely is with his people.
Amen.
The 10th
Amen.
Verse says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be
yes.
not dismayed, for I am thy God. I
mm-hmm.
will strengthen thee. Yea,
yes.
I will help thee. Yea,
yes.
I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. where someone may turn their back and say, I'm not going with you. I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to do this or that. The Lord is saying, I am thy God. Praise God. Be not dismayed. Fear not. I am with thee. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm the one that's going to encourage you. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I'm the one that's going to be there for you. I'm the one going to uphold you when the enemy tries to knock you down. Glory to God. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen.
You know, sometimes in ministering for the Lord, we may venture into unfamiliar or hostile territories.
Yes.
But God is always with us. Thank you, Lord. Even when we feel alone and are misunderstood or cast aside, we are never alone. Thank you, Jesus. We will at times find ourselves in some difficult or uncomfortable situations.
Preach
no matter how things seem or how they may appear, it's so important that we have faith in God. And that we trust him. As long as we know God is leading us to do or say anything or even to go somewhere or to go to someone. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. We have to let them know that God has sent us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Lord wants us to be strong and of good courage. Don't back down, no matter how harsh their words are, no matter what their faces look like. Don't back down, but let us be strong and of a good courage, having that assurance in ourselves that the Lord is always going to be there for us. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God because the Lord has made this promise to us. That he will never leave us.
Never.
He will not forsake us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm reminded of how Jesus, when he rose from the dead, glory be to God, he rose on the third day. And he began to minister to his disciples. Matthew 28, 17 through 20. After the Lord a certain place for them to meet. He wanted to talk with his disciples. The 17th verse picks it up, says, and when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. That's all right. Glory be to God. People are going to doubt you too. But keep on doing what God gave you to do. And the 18th verse, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
Go ye therefore, hallelujah, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This was a command that Jesus gave his disciples. Saying, go ye therefore. He wants us to teach all nations. It doesn't matter if we don't speak their language. God knows their language. Oh, hallelujah. And God knows how to communicate with whom he wants to communicate. And so this command Jesus left, saying to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and in addition to that, in verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, whatever commandments the Lord has given us, we have to teach it to others. Praise God, we have to teach them to observe all these things that the Lord has commanded, and he has commanded us to be holy. Thank you, Lord.
Holy.
He has commanded us to love one another. Oh,
amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And lo, Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise be to my God.
Glory
he said,
to God.
I am with you always,
always,
even unto the end of the world. So we are never alone. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And Paul picked it up in Romans 35 through 39, saying, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
All
shall
right.
Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through
yes.
him that loved us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
God has given this to us, that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. And in 38th verse says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to be persuaded that the Lord is always with us. We have to be persuaded that nothing and no one can separate us from the love of Christ. God with us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And I want to say to you, if you feel all alone and like
yes.
you have nobody, the Lord will be your God. The
yes.
Lord will take you in, and he will have you for himself. Oh,
yes.
bless the name of Jesus. If you are willing to surrender your life to him, if you're willing to obey his commandments and do what the Lord commands you to do, the Lord will accept you and make you his own child. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He will use you for his own service. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And I just want to encourage you, all of you who are listening, if there's somebody right now, feel that you're ready to give the Lord a try, to claim him as your God. Oh, thank you, Lord, to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You are invited into prayer to give your life to Jesus. You are invited to repent of all of your sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. God is a merciful God, and he's giving you a chance right now to surrender your life to him, to obey his commandments,
yes,
and
Lord.
To do his will. Anyone who is discouraged,
yes.
I encourage you, and I want you to know that you're not alone. The Lord is with you.
Amen.
You might have fallen, but get back up.
Yes.
You might be weak, but be strong and of a
yes.
good courage. Hallelujah. You might have heard someone speaking to you in a manner that was disrespectful,
yes.
and discouraging, and berating.
Yes.
But don't let that stop you. You do what God wants you to do. You
Amen.
Go where God sends you. You
yes.
say what God tells you to say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't mm-hmm. expect people to pat you on the back. Don't expect people to always be on your side, because they're not. There are those who you thought might stick with you. They're the main ones who will turn against you.
Amen.
But the Lord promised that he will,
yes,
neither, he will not leave you, neither,
amen,
forsake you.
But,
amen, he'll always be with you. So we are never alone. Thank you, Jesus. And at this time, we ought to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. We ought to seek the Lord while he may be found. We ought to cry out to him while he can hear us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to get so much closer to the Lord. Amen. If we have to turn our backs on loved ones, if we have to give up things that we have going on in our lives and walk away from it, it's worth it.
Amen.
It's worth it to give your life completely unto the Lord.
Amen.
You ought to make that surrenderance. You ought to make up your mind that you're going to live for the Lord, that you're going to do what the Lord has given you to do. And if you are ministering, or perhaps not ministering as you should, this is a time for you to minister for the Lord, because only what we do for Christ will last. While we have a chance, as Moses explained, he was coming down to the end of his ministry.
All right.
He could no longer do what he once did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the time will come where we may not be able to minister or do or live for the Lord and do his work like we desire. Hallelujah. And so we have to be mindful that such a day could come. And if you haven't done what God has given you to do, you have to give account for that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to stand before God and tell God why you did not do his will. Praise the Lord. But this is your chance right now.
Yes.
To repent and to go ahead and do what God wants you to do. We're going to ask Evangelist Maybell if she will pray, lead us to the throne of grace.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon the souls that have heard the word of God on tonight. We pray that you touch their hearts, oh, Lord.
In
the name of Jesus, prick their hearts the more, Lord. Help them to receive thy word, to accept you, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Jesus. We pray that you have compassion, O Lord. Have mercy on the souls of men. Oh, Lord, help somebody, Lord,
help
to get up from sitting down and to do your will, to yield themselves unto you. Help them, Jesus, to cry out unto you, saying, what must I do to be saved? Help them to give their lives to you, Lord. We know you're able, Lord, and we know you got the power, Lord. Thou art a deliverer. You're able to fix the situation in their lives. You know all about it. You know how to work it out, oh, Lord. You know how to fix it, Jesus. Oh, my God, work it out, Lord. Jesus, stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody needs help, Lord. We want you to help, Lord. Send on help, Lord. Somebody needs strength. We pray that you stretch out your hand and give strength, Lord. Somebody needs healing, Lord. We want you to heal, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Somebody needs to be saved, Lord. We pray that you will save, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Help somebody to turn from their way. Change their mind, oh, Lord. Change their heart, Lord. Help Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to run to your Lord in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer, Jesus. We're asking, Lord, that you have mercy right now, that you will save to the uttermost, Lord. Save, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. I'm depending on you, Lord. We are waiting, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Jesus, lift the burden, Lord. Somebody is carrying a heavy burden, Lord. We want you to send, Lord. Somebody need a financial blessing. We want you to bless financial, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make a way, Lord.
Lord,
open up a door for him, Lord.
It,
we know you're able, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless, Lord. Bless, Lord.
Bless
in a special way, Lord. While we're waiting, Lord, help somebody to believe on you. As the scripture has said, help them to grab hold to your word. Help them to believe in their heart that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Help them, Jesus, to give themselves to you, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. I know you got the power, oh, Lord. Fix that situation, oh, Lord. Make a way, Lord, that the children can come to you, Lord, that they can give their lives to you,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, make a way for that soul, Jesus, that they can be able to transport the children to the church. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, oh Lord. You know how to fix it, oh Lord. You know how to work it out, oh Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to be strong in you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stand firm. Help us not to be dismayed, but help us, Lord, trusting you with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our souls, oh Lord. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, but help us to acknowledge you, Lord, in all our ways, that you may direct our path. Help us, Jesus, to look to you. Help us, Jesus. Our faith, Lord, looks up to you, Lord. You are a very present help in trouble, Lord. Jesus. Oh, my God, we are trusting in you and taking you at your word, oh, Lord. Take us through today, oh, Lord. And now, Lord, pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her. Continue to send your anointing upon her. Continue to help her, Lord, to preach thy gospel, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give her strength, oh, Lord. Make a way out of no way, oh, Lord. And those, oh, Lord, that are listening in, I pray that you touch them right now. Encourage their hearts, oh, Lord. Work in their homes. Move in their homes, oh, Lord. Go into the hospital, oh, Lord. Move in the hospital. That soul that is lying on the sick bed, I want you to touch them, oh, Lord. Heal them, Jesus. Raise them up, Lord. And help them to seek your face, oh, Lord. Call upon your name, oh, Lord. Help them to give their life to you, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener. We want you to encourage them, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
And grant their petitions according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. And this prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You can have remarks, Dan. Remarks? Amen. Praise God.
I thank the Lord for the word that came through Evangelist Tameen. She preached under the anointing.
Amen.
And I enjoyed that word. I enjoyed it to the highest. Be strong in the Lord. There's going to come a time in our lives when we will no longer be able to go forth like we used to.
All right.
But we got to put our time in now while we have a chance.
Yeah.
I believe David said, and now what wait I for? What are we waiting for?
What you waiting for?
God has blessed and made a way for us.
Yes.
And now, what wait we for?
Mm.
He opened up a door for us.
Yes.
All we have to do is walk therein.
That's it.
Go in that door that the Lord has opened. He
Amen.
Said, behold, I stand before you. He said, he has opened a door, and the door that he has opened, no man can shut it.
Amen.
God had blessed and made that way. So therefore, we must go forth and do his will. We have
yeah.
to be strong, and we can't doubt God. We have to take him at his word and do what he told us to do. I don't
yeah.
care how hard it seems. I don't care what it looks like to others. Mm-hmm. And even if others don't believe you,
yeah.
we
All right.
still must do what thus saith the Lord.
Still must do it.
You know what he told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it.
Yes.
We have to get up and do what thus saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody stop you from doing the will of God. I thank God that was a beautiful message. I'm very encouraged through the word
yes.
of God. And also I thank God for those who are listening in, for
mm-hmm.
some of my cousins who are listening in. I'm thankful for yes. you and for your support. And I want you to continue to listen in, continue to look to the Lord. God is able to work everything out.
Amen.
And he knows exactly what you're going through.
Yes.
And he knows how to deliver. He knows
Amen.
How to fix that situation.
Yes.
So keep looking to the Lord. And I'm saying to Evangelist Khadijah and Evangelist Hameen to continue to do the will of God. Keep preaching that word. I truly enjoyed that message on tonight. Be strong in the Lord, because God is with us.
Yes.
He have said, I will never leave thee,
All right.
nor forsake thee.
Thank you,
Now,
Jesus.
These are the words of the Lord.
Amen.
Who are you going to believe, God or the devil? I
All
believe
right.
God.
Yeah.
The word came last week, said, believe the Lord.
Yeah.
I believe the Lord. And I'm giving him praise. Been giving him praise. Oh, I tell you, that daily devotion.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just enjoying the word of God that I've been hearing
Thank
on
you.
This broadcast. And I've been trying to pull up myself and do what thus saith the Lord. And I feel much better about it.
Thank
so
you.
Glory to God and blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Keep preaching the word of God, Evangelist. I mean, God bless you. Service into your hands.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you,
Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful prayer and beautiful remarks. I tell
Thank
you,
the Lord.
I'm just overjoyed
Amen.
At what the Lord
Amen.
Is doing.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
I thank God for each one of you listening in, and I thank God for your prayers, for your great support. You know,
yes.
this is something that we really need. And God has provided it. Amen.
Yes, he has.
And I thank God for you once again to every listener and for your faithfulness of tuning
Amen.
In to support this radio broadcast. And
Amen.
I want to give you a little bit of announcements here. We are on the air every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and every Sunday afternoon, 30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you are welcome to reach out to us by calling or texting if you would like to leave a prayer request. The number to call is 410-209-7503. That number again is 410-209-7503. And if you would like to reach out to us by email, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. com. If you would like to correspond with us by sending something in the mail, letter, a prayer request, that way you can write to us at P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 20230. That again is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And if you want to listen, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title One ONE. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title One School. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the radio broadcast. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. And we, God bless you. We love you. And we look forward to you tuning in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. God bless. Thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.